An interview with Kenneth F. Wing at his home at 2992 East Ocean Boulevard, Long Beach, California. The date is December 14, 1983, and the interviewer is Ann Andrews. What I thought we might start with today, Mr. Wing, is just how did your practice grow? You started in Long Beach about 1930, I think you said?
Around that, yes. In the living room.
Oh, really?
In a very small way.
Did you have any employees?
Not then, not to begin with. I soon had some, though. I had two or three.
What would you have, a draftsman?
Mm-hmm. One of them was a fraternity brother that came down from Los Angeles, and the other one happened to live down here and work in one of the offices where I worked.
Did you have a secretary?
Oh, no. No. My wife did all the specifications that were typed, of course.
Uh-huh. Well, you said it was the response to the earthquake that you were able to really begin to get some business with the school's construction.
Yes.
So I imagine by the end of the 30s, maybe you had more employees?
Oh, yes, sure. Yes, I had moved down on 5th and Terminal then. I explained that location to you, and that was some 5 or 8 with a secretary too. So, and then later I built downtown, but I believe I mentioned that.
Yes.
That was on Linden, and later I moved over to Atlantic, built over there.
Well, would you then say a young man who is out of architecture school, he would begin to work with you such as you did with Meyer and Holler in Los Angeles?
Yes, he would work as a draftsman first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. If anyone tried it otherwise, it would be a pretty tough road.
Then, at one level, then maybe you would take an associate?
No. No, it didn't take any associate for a long time.
I see.
I gave the practice to my son.
Yeah. How, I'm curious just in general, how are architectural fees determined? How do you decide what fees are?
Well, there is a standard fee, unless somebody, like in any vocation, there's someone who is a fee cutter, but residences are usually charged 10% for the plans and specifications and supervision and selection of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercial work would be around 6%.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a lot of the normal, the accepted practice.
Well, then what happened with the war years? Wasn't it hard to get construction materials at that time?
I did a Gold Star Mother's home with the Los Angeles architect, the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Did one over on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there were two of them built there on the west side, the Gold Star Mother's.
But could you build private residences during the war?
Well, only one school was done during the war. That was on the west side. I've forgotten the name of it. You mentioned it the other day.
Stevens Junior High?
No, I guess that was Stevens, yes. That was Stevens.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't go through and try to think of some other schools that I'd done. However, Franklin was one that wasn't given the other day.
Oh, I see.
That was south of 4th Street. That was a pretty good sized school.
Yes. I read in your scrapbook that you were on the board of examiners.
Oh.
Now, what is that all about?
Well, that consisted of five architects. Approximately half of them from the north and half from the south. And that is a term of 4 years. And you're appointed by the governor.
Oh, I see.
And it's quite a, it's a very elaborate and complicated examination. The board only only reviewed them from a verbal standpoint to see what they might know, to ask them particular questions. But before that, they have written examinations, which would have been about, would take at least 3 days, 3 full days. One would be history, and one would be engineering, structural engineering, and electrical engineering. It covered the whole facet of construction. So there was a lot more than just this board meeting. That was when, at that time, they were granted a yes or a no.
You mean if they passed one part of the examination, they could fail the entire?
No, they could. They eventually came to the point where if a person passed one section, they would let that stand, and then they can begin accumulating others.
Oh, I see.
At one time, they'd have to start all over again.
Oh, dear.
That would be tough.
So every architect in the state, licensed architect, has passed this examination?
Yes.
At one time or another?
Yes. And we would meet one time, we met each month. One month would be up around San Francisco, and one would be around Los Angeles or Palm Springs or someplace. It would be interesting.
Well, lots to look at out in Palm Springs.
Santa Barbara?
Yes. Well, then, during the war, I guess you were involved with heading the war housing department?
Well, that was assigned to us by the War Housing Administration in Los Angeles. That was a county.
Uh-huh.
And that was the one on which Mr. Schilling and I were associated.
I see.
That's Carmelitas.
Yeah.
But the Gold Star Mothers was on the west side of the, what was the old railroad tracks.
Yes. Okay. I thought that perhaps you were working for the government in more than those two units, that you were head of the War Housing Department.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I did. That's right. I did work for them. There was a period when I had the office here in Long Beach for listing of vacancies and referring people to them. And then I was moved to Los Angeles and had that office in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't jump around, but one thing makes me think of another. When you pass the state examination for architecture, does that automatically mean you can join the American Institute of Architects?
No.
What is involved with that?
Well, it's a matter of how you conduct your business, and I remember it has become more or less that amount of a matter of application and acceptance. When I went in 37, I was invited to Los Angeles to the University Club for luncheon, and one other man from Long Beach. And they asked a great many questions about the practice of architecture, about whether you charge legitimate fees, and
mm-hmm.
you have to do that. If people don't get legitimate fees, they can't do legitimate work.
Yes.
It's just too much detail.
Yes. Well, I also read that that in Long Beach, prior to it becoming a part of, let's see, it was called, the organization was called the Long Beach Architects Association.
That's right.
And then it became the Long Beach, it changed in 1950-something.
I don't remember what year it was. I never did change my membership, though, because I am a fellow of the American Institute of Architects. That's awarded by out of Washington. You send their mounted drawings there, and they're judged by a group of architects. You're never in on the hearing. And then they either award it or they don't. And about 2% of the architects in the United States are fellows of the American Institute.
It's quite an honor.
It is, yes.
Mm-hmm. I read that you were the first Long Beach architect.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And I think the first graduate of the USC School of Architecture.
Yes, that's right.
Honored.
That's right.
You've received many awards besides that. I read from the Long Beach Junior Chamber of Commerce that you were, in 1951, received awards for four of your buildings, the McCrary Residence and the Bodell's Remodeling and the First Baptist Church and then the Jotham Bixby Company offices.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So that's a wide range of...
There have been other competitions like that throughout the years where they've taken a few. That's just a few of them. I was president of the Chamber of Commerce in 65.
Oh.
That's for a year term, and we're sent to Washington and... have a general meeting back there. It's quite interesting.
Yeah. Well, you had quite a bit about the First Baptist Church in the scrapbook that Mrs. Lee
had
together.
Yes.
Was this a specially unique church building?
Well, it had some things that were not common to churches. For instance, the pastor there particularly wanted a stairway down from the balcony down for anyone coming forward to be able to come down those stairs rather than go back out to the foyer and
mm-hmm.
then around and get lost or change their mind. And then I've done several on that same basis, the one in San Diego, the one in Ontario, and two or three others that were done on that plan.
And then it had a very large fire.
Yes.
Salt fire.
Mm-hmm.
Freestanding, not part of the building itself?
Oh, it's freestanding, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where was the Jotham Bixby Company offices that you did?
In the security building, security bank building downtown.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. It was not a separate building that was part of...
No, but we used to meet on posted days. Sometimes, if there were a lot of applications, it would be every week, and sometimes every once a month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that took care of the Bixby Knowles and I think I may have mentioned that to you. An Ixpian Hope, and for Lloyd Whaley, it was the Park Estates. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned to you some others down the coast, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Bixby Knowles Shopping Center, I didn't realize, I assumed that entire shopping center would have been done by one architect. All of the, you know, the supermarkets, Horace Green, Thrifty Drug Store.
Oh, I did most of those.
Did you do them as...
At separate times.
I see.
As they sold a lot, or the owner would... on a building on it, and I would do it for the owner. All of those up and down there. And there's one for the Auto Club. Bank of America was in there.
Security Bank?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Horace Green.
But all of those, if a person were to count the buildings in there, they were all done in our office.
Was there an overall plan at the beginning? Or
no. No, that was part of our work, to do that.
Okay.
And to be sure there was adequate parking, which is always an important thing for a shopping center.
Yes. I had read somewhere that originally Buffum's was thinking of building a store out in the Bixby Knowles area.
It was rumored that they were going to. Yes, they were going to. But they never did.
Do you have any idea why they didn't, or?
No. Other than possibly the economics of it, or it may be that, I don't recall back the timing on certain shopping centers when they were done. Some of them might have been proposed, and that might have scared them out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I read that in doing that shopping center, it was with, you would deal with the Bixby company, with Llewellyn Bixby?
Yes. Well, no, usually with the owner, the new purchaser of the property.
Oh, I see.
Llewellyn Bixby would often, might recommend, or that might be a starting point.
Then you had told me that you knew most of the Bixby.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And I believe that you did the Llewellyn Bixby's home down on the peninsula.
You know a lot of things, don't you?
Well, that scrapbook is marvelous.
Well, I didn't know it was in there.
Yes, Mrs. Wing has done a good job. Where do you know where he had lived before building that home, Llewellyn Bixby?
No, I don't recall.
Yeah.
I have no idea, no recollection.
Yeah. And then I believe you also...
There were several homes we did down there on the peninsula, though.
Mm-hmm.
Some apartments and residences.
Mm-hmm. And some in Naples, on Treasure Island,
yes.
Also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, there's one out there on the end, right on the point, that is a typical Cape Cod, that I can recall. I always liked that style, and they have a particular flair to them. This one is right on the point out there.
What a perfect setting for a Cape Cod style home.
Mm-hmm.
Around the corner from Barbara Ivy's home then?
Just extended down there just a little further.
Mm-hmm.
The street that runs in front of her, if a person were to continue down that, he'd come to the end of the street and there'd be the house.
Oh.
We really had trouble getting enough room to turn a car and get in the garage. That is, the lot size and the house size and all presented problems.
I would think that would be a difficult thing to have to adjust to living right down there is the awkwardness of cars.
Well, that's right on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And we protect it against the water, the dampness, by insulating the walls. And a lot of those houses were just built cheaply, like a house that was off in Timbuktu.
Mm-hmm.
But they spent the money on this building. It was built for a Mr. and Mrs. Fellows at that time. I'm still doing work for her. I'm just finishing up one out on park in on the golf course, you know, along Long Beach Boulevard.
Yeah.
On the west side of that, there are lots of houses.
Country Club Lane.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's the name.
Uh-huh.
I did several of those, as have other architects too.
Well, I know the Hammonds lived there for a while.
I did theirs.
Did you?
Yes.
Are they in this building now?
Yes, they're on 10th floor.
Oh.
I think that he made a, whether it was an even exchange or not, I think he exchanged his house for this unit. And all of these units, as you perhaps know, are exactly alike. And they're very livable. It's a good plan.
Mm-hmm. 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 Last week you said that when you first built your first office, you had some friends who were in insurance, and they had the lower floor and you had the second floor. Was that Claire Hammond?
Yes, he was one of them, and Bob Avery was the other.
Oh.
It was Hammond and Avery Insurance Company at that time.
I see. Well, I know you said your friendship goes back to high school.
Yes, that's right.
Well, another thing that I thought was very interesting, some of your activities in the community that I wasn't aware of, and I didn't know anything about the university club. I had never heard about a university club in Long Beach.
Oh? Well, it was on the top floor of the hotel there. I was the first president. And there's another activity. It isn't related to quite to that as a parallel, but I was on the planning commission.
Yes.
For 5 years.
Yes.
And on the board of examiners and appeals for 15 years.
Now, what's involved in the board of examiners and appeals?
If something doesn't quite that the building code is very strict, and there would have to be a substitution for some material, an approval of it.
This is for the city of Long Beach?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody perhaps wanted to have a four-story building in an area that's limited to two stories or something, they would have to come to you, to the board?
That wouldn't be what that board would be for.
Okay.
Because that would be more of a planning commission.
Oh, I see.
If it got too high, you know, you can't build any more structures as tall as this. This is 20 stories.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't be any more than, three stories, I guess, now, or four.
Right here along Ocean.
That's right.
Well, then I'm not exactly sure. What kind of cases did the Board of Examiners hear then?
Well, if they brought in some kind of roofing material that was questionable, that would be examined and approved or disapproved.
I see.
Or some material that went into the building, or something that was marginal on the building code one way or the other.
Well, that would certainly require someone like you, an architect or a builder or something, mm-hmm. who would, or an engineer.
I guess no one else wanted it. I was chairman for 15 years. And then the planning commission was 5 years.
What were some of your activities on the planning commission?
Oh, that would be hard to remember. I don't.
Well, it's about the time you were trying. I know that you were trying to develop a new civic center.
Yes. That wouldn't have been done by the planning commission, though. They would have employed some office, some architect or some designer to do that.
Okay. But there was talk of building a new city hall, I imagine, even then.
Yes. There were five of us that finally were the architects on it. In order to be diplomatic, they picked five architects and didn't hurt anybody's feelings. So we handled that by renting an entirely new office with a secretary and a group of draftsmen, and the work was done on the city hall secondly, and first place was the theater down here, I've forgotten what the name of that.
The Paris Theater?
The Paris Theater, mm-hmm.
Well, the library was in conjunction with the city hall, wasn't that?
Yes, that was with it. But I also, another architect and I were associated on the courts building, Francis Husel.
Yes.
And he did the jail, too. And I did the garage, over there. It's a big garage. It must be 300 feet square.
Across from the court building?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It has planning on the terrace down up.
Yeah.
But I didn't do those letters on the front of that. Those letters are terrible. But the building was terraced back. And as much as it was the end of a mall, it was a mall to go from the city hall past the police station,
mm-hmm.
and adjoining the court building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It made a nice area for a mall, and they wanted to have something there as a screen rather than. And so it really allowed us to do quite a bit of planting there. Those are big trees.
Well, there was talk of putting another state building in there, wasn't it?
We did that. My office did that after I left.
Uh-huh.
That's up now.
Uh-huh.
That's all wood, though. That was Governor
Brown?
Brown, yes. It was his idea to do it of wood. Heavy timbers.
And with those blue railings?
Yes.
Do you like those?
I like them. They're little accents. There isn't much of that. I don't know. More people have asked about that blue. And that's probably it's only an inch and a half wide, but the color carries.
Yeah, it does.
The rest of the wood's all stained more of a natural color of wood.
I was involved with the Friends of the Library over the past 15 years or so, and I know we tried so hard to get a new library building on bond issues long
mm-hmm.
time after time, and so it was very exciting when finally this new library was built. But it was a lease-back arrangement, wasn't it?
No.
No?
No. No, that was a contract. That was built by the same contractor that did the city hall.
Okay.
That was all in one contract. We had a consultant on the library. Architects do that. No one person knows everything about all fields. Many times we employ experts in certain lines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This man came up from La Jolla. I've forgotten his name. He had been out at Pomona College before he retired back to below here.
Mm-hmm. So he was a specialist in library planning?
Oh, yes, he was the librarian.
Mm-hmm.